Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Martin Shkreli, the most hated man in the United States. His name may ring a bell. Perhaps you've heard about the man who bought the last album of the famous rap group Wu-Tang Clan, published in a single copy at auction, who, on the sidelines of the 2016 U.S. presidential election, offered $5,000 in rewards to whoever would bring him a lock of Hillary Clinton's hair. But when, in 2015, he was named the most hated personality in America, it was for a much more important matter. Martin Shkreli worked in finance, focusing in particular on the pharmaceutical industry. He founded an investment fund, MSMB Capital, in 2009, and 2 years later launched a subsidiary called Retrofin, specializing in biotechnology and treatments for orphan diseases. In 2014, he acquired the rights to a drug treating a rare hereditary disease and decided to multiply its price by 20. In addition, he gambles on the stock price for his own financial gain. As a result of this scandal, he's kicked out of the company he founded. He then created a new company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, with which he bought the rights to Daraprim for $50 million. This drug, considered essential by the World Health Organization, is used in particular against HIV/AIDS and malaria. Martin Shkreli raised the price of Daraprim from $13.50 to $775, causing an uproar in public opinion. Although the patent had long since expired, no American company provided a generic, and it was this monopoly situation that Martin cynically exploited. In 2015, the most hated CEO in the country was arrested by the FBI for fraud and scamming as he allegedly used funds from bankrupt MSMB to create Retrofin. He also allegedly set up a Ponzi scheme to dupe various investors and enrich himself without their knowledge. During his trials, Martin Shkreli showed no signs of regret. Questioned by Congress during a special hearing on drug prices, he refused to testify, hiding behind his Fifth Amendment constitutional right to silence, and then insulting the members of the commission on Twitter. Moreover, he was banned from using the social network after having harassed a journalist. His trial started in 2017 and resulted in a sentence of 7 years in prison and $7 million in damages. At the beginning of the COVID-19 epidemic, Martin issued a request for temporary release in order to work on the development of treatment drugs for COVID. Naturally, the judge denied his request. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.